Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Hi there, come on in. You're just in time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour Story Time. Kids, do any of you have any brothers or sisters who are just learning to walk? It's fun to watch them, isn't it? They take a step, stumble, fall, take a step, stumble, kerplop, fall again. Our story today is called Baby Steps. Just as a baby learns to walk physically, baby or new Christians need to learn to walk spiritually. Our story in a moment after some good music.
Even a child is known by his doings, whether they be good or bad. Even a child is known by his doings, it can make the heart of God glad. I will serve Jesus.
And now our story, Baby Steps. Carrie walked slowly home from school, wondering about her friend Jan, who had recently accepted Jesus as Savior. Carrie had been so happy to have another Christian friend, but lately, well, she just didn't know what to think about Jan. Arriving home, she found her mother in the kitchen.
Hi, Mom. I'm home.
So I see. How was school today, Carrie?
School is okay, but these new braces sure hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Was everything else all right?
No, not really. But, Mom, I just don't know what to think about Jan.
Jan? Jan Miller?
Yeah, I'm about to give up on her.
What do you mean, Carrie? Give up how? And why?
Well, remember how glad I was when Jan became a Christian a month ago?
Sure.
I thought it would be so great to have another Christian friend, but now I'm not sure she's the kind of friend I need.
What makes you say that?
Well, one day she acts like a Christian, but the next day she lies or cheats or uses bad language or does something else that's wrong.
Oh, that's too bad. Let's be sure and pray for her that she'll have victory over those things. Of course, we need to pray for ourselves, too. Don't forget, all of us sin sometimes and need to confess and be forgiven.
I know, Mom, but Jan is always doing something wrong, and she never seems a bit sorry. I don't think she even cares.
It's disappointing to hear that, but I hope you really won't give up on her. Pray for her, honey, and try to help her understand how to live for the Lord.
Oh, I just don't know. I don't think she'll ever make a good Christian. I think it's hopeless.
Of course it isn't hopeless. Remember, all things are possible with God. Even a closer walk with the Lord for Jan, as well as for me, and for you too. Jan will learn more about living for Christ as she continues to come to church and Sunday school.
Maybe. Well, I've got to go and do my homework. Here, Davy, just one more spoonful of peaches. There you are. All done eating, Davy.
Oh, I certainly was hungry when we sat down to supper, but I can't say that now. That meatloaf was very good.
Thanks. My mother's recipe, you know.
Right. And when we first got married, I thought I'd like only food prepared according to my mother's recipes.
I liked the supper too, Mom. It was yummy. Even Davy liked it.
I'm glad to hear that you all enjoyed it so much. And since you're so full of compliments for my cooking, I'll excuse both of you from helping with the dishes.
Well, thank you.
Certainly. Carrie, would you take Davy out of his high chair, please? Wash his face and hands? Then you and Dad can entertain him while I finish cleaning up the kitchen.
Okay, it's a deal. Come on, Davy. Let's go. Okay, Davy, here's your toy box. Let's empty it and see what we can find for you to play with. Oh, look! Your big red ball, Davy. Roll it to Daddy.
Here, Davy. Come on. Roll it to me, buddy.
Good boy. Now get it when Daddy rolls it back.
Here it comes, Davy.
Oh, no. He's not interested in... Wait. Look, Dad.
What?
Davy is pulling himself up by the chair.
I guess he wants to try walking again.
Mom, come quick. Davy is trying to walk. Here, Davy, let me help you up. Now, walk to Daddy.
Come on, buddy. Come on. Oh, well, he took two steps that time.
What's this about Davy walking?
Davy is trying to walk. He took a couple of steps by himself a minute ago. You know what? I'm going to teach him to walk tonight. Come on, Davy. Come to Carrie.
There he goes.
Oops. Oh, he's down again.
I know. But learning to walk takes time. Now, up you go, Davy.
Let me hold him, Carrie. You go over by the couch and call him.
Okay. I'm ready.
He's holding my fingers pretty tightly. But he'll probably let go when you call him.
Come on, Davy. Come on, honey. You can walk to me. Oh, no. Davy takes just those two steps and falls again.
He almost turned a somersault that time.
Well, on your feet again, Davy. I'll have you walking across the room before you know it.
And I'll get back to the kitchen and finish cleaning up. I expect to hear a good progress report when I return.
And I have to go mow the lawn, unless you think Davy would like to do it, Carrie.
Oh, Dad.
Over and over, Carrie put the tottering baby back on his feet. Davy was never able to take more than two or three steps before he'd tumble to the floor or sit down and play with his toys. When Mother came from the kitchen a little later, she smiled as she watched from the doorway.
Oh, Davy, don't sit down. You can play with your toys another time. Stand up and walk for me.
Better give up, Carrie.
Give up? Why?
Well, Davy will never be able to walk. He just keeps falling down.
But he just needs more help. Isn't that right, Davy? Here, stand up. Let's try again. Go to Mommy, Davy.
Come to Mommy, Davy. Come on.
One, two, three, four steps this time. That's the best he's done.
Yes, but four steps aren't much. Don't you think you might as well give up on Davy?
Of course not. You don't mean that, Mom. Davy may not be able to get across the room tonight, but he'll learn. We just need to help him and give him time.
You're exactly right, Carrie. Just as you're learning to get used to your braces, Davy needs our help in learning to walk, and so does Jan.
Jan? What are you talking about? Jan can walk.
Davy is a baby learning to walk, and Jan is too. She's a baby Christian. She's taken her first few steps in learning to walk spiritually. That means learning to live as a Christian should live, but she's going to need lots of help.
I guess you're telling me that I shouldn't give up on Jan, just like I don't give up on Davy.
That's right. We've been Christians a lot longer than Jan has, but we still have a lot to learn. So it's certain that Jan does too. I'm sure God wants us to be patient with her and help her.
Well, maybe.
I wonder, have you ever learned Romans 15:1?
I don't think so. At least I don't remember it.
Well, it says, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
Oh, yeah. I did learn that verse.
The Apostle Paul was talking about those who are spiritually strong helping those who are spiritually weak. And I think spiritually weak would apply to a new Christian, to Jan, don't you?
I guess. So I need to be patient with her, right? And pray for her, too?
Yes, and be a good example in your actions and attitudes.
And maybe I can invite her to come over sometime. We can work together on memory verses for the Bible Club.
Keeping in mind that she's still taking baby steps.
My eyes that I may see, some soul that I might reach for thee. Oh, bless my life, Lord, with the gift of love. Give me the gift of love. Lord, give me the gift of love. May I reach out to those in need. Some kindly word or deed, oh, fill my heart, Lord, with the gift of love.
Let's read those verses from Romans 15 again, and let me read it from what we would call a paraphrase. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who stumble and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each one of us needs to look out for the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's troubles, but he waded right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the troubled, is the way Scripture puts it. Even if it was written in Scripture long ago, you can be sure it's written for us. God wants the combination of His steady, constant calling and warm personal counsel in Scripture to come to characterize us, keeping us alert for whatever He will do next. So, kids, if you have a friend who's a new Christian, be patient with them while they're learning the baby steps of a Christian. Don't criticize or condemn, but help. And yes, warn them when necessary, but in a loving, caring way. Hey, have you visited our website lately? There's new stuff on there just about every day. cbhministries.org. That's www.cbhministries.org. You can listen to stories just like you heard today, plus play games, take Bible courses, and much more. cbhministries.org.